Our top story, though, it's not started great 2016 for this particular lady. You can get all sorts of deals, can't you, using different promotions and voucher sites online. But would you trust something like that when it comes to getting a bargain on cosmetic procedures? This is exactly what one Redditch woman did, and it's a decision that she's living to regret. 24-year-old Amelia Greville paid £50 for dermal fillers for her lips. It's basically stuff you inject into your lips to make them look plumper. She did it through Groupon, the voucher site, and it was Groupon in Thailand, because that's where she lives. She's from Redditch, but she's out working and living in Thailand at the moment. The thing is, though, it all went wrong, and she's now having to spend almost £2,000 putting things right. We've been speaking to Amelia from Bangkok.
It all seemed fine to start off with, and I was happy with it. Like I said to them very specifically, like, I don't want to have big fish lips or anything like that. And they did just give me, like, what you say, like a natural plump look, whatever. And it was all fine for about a month, and then it just got progressively worse from that point, and these lumps just developed and got bigger and worse.
So just describe how you felt when you realised it had all gone wrong. Your great look had turned into something that you didn't want to look at in the mirror.
To be honest, initially, I wasn't overly worried about it because it just did not occur to me that it wasn't Juvederm. And everything that I had researched Juvederm loads, and I knew that it wasn't permanent. It wears off after like 6 to 9 months, something like that. Even if you don't like it before that point, you know, you don't want to wait 6 to 9 months, you can just get one injection of hyaluronate and have it dissolve, and then it's gone, that's it. But then as time went on, and I started to realise that there's something really not right here, and it was when I emailed the second clinic, a different clinic in Bangkok, and explained to them what had happened, and he immediately expressed, like, so much concern that I was like, okay.
So, Amelia, do you know what actually has been injected into your lips? Do you know what substance is in there?
Right now, I don't know for sure. I need to have the biopsy to prove what it is. But looking at all the symptoms, like the circumstances, I think it's silicone, and that's what the other clinic and the surgeon I spoke to think it is as well.
What has Groupon said about this?
I emailed Groupon initially, and they basically just said, sorry, we'll refund you for the price of the filler, which they did, and said, well, we're going to investigate.
Do you think these sort of offers are irresponsible?
But what happened to me, like, yeah, definitely. They didn't background check at all. And it was them that advertised it as being Juvederm when it wasn't Juvederm. So, yeah, it is irresponsible.
So that's Amelia Greville from Redditch. She lives out in Bangkok, speaking to us about her dermal fillers going wrong. You can see the pictures, actually. You can see the damage it's done on our Facebook page. It's it does look like she's got a thick lip. It looks like she's, you know, been hit in the mouth, doesn't it, basically?
It's not very nice.
Horrible. Mm. As you heard there, she said that Groupon, the company who sold the vouchers, did investigate and found that the clinic she went to had never bought the substance Juvederm, which that was what she thought she was getting, from the city's only supplier, so she didn't get the filler she was expecting, and she suspects that it might be silicone injected into her lips. She also says Groupon Thailand has since shut down. We've spoken to Groupon about this, but they're not commenting on Amelia's situation, so they have no more to say on the subject. Consultant plastic surgeon Jonathan Stiano joins us now from his home in North Worcestershire. Morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
What do you make of this? I mean, is this something that you should just avoid at all costs, going down this sort of discount route? Should you really do your research on these kind of procedures?
Definitely. I think that, unfortunately, these sorts of cosmetic treatments have been lumped in with other sorts of consumer goods, and people think that they can get discounts and bargains, and if you buy one get one free, win it in a competition, and these are medical procedures and they should be treated as such. And I think it's research is absolutely vital.
How much would you normally expect to pay for a treatment like this?
Well, the product itself, if you're using a product such as Juvederm, would be more than £50. It would be closer to £100. So to have the actual procedure, you would looking at several hundred pounds normally.
Now, obviously, we should point out that this all happened in Thailand. She's from Redditch, but she lives there at the moment. So lots of people might be listening to thinking, well, you know, it wouldn't happen over here. Could this thing happen in this country? Does this kind of thing go on in the UK?
I'm afraid it does. I'm afraid that there are still offers, discounts, and there's no real regulation on who uses these products and what products are being used, which is why it is so important that this sort of message goes out to people, that they research their practitioner and they ask about the product that's being used. People have sort of blind faith that it's going to be the product they want, but they need to ask what product's being used, preferably get some literature about the product, have a think about things.
So, Jonathan, what regulations are there in place for this, just so we're clear? So fillers and things like that, what regulations are there to protect the public?
there are very few regulations. Fillers are not even regulated as a medicine, so they do not need to be prescribed by a doctor, so anyone can purchase them. And there's no regulation as to who can perform the procedure.
Why? So, that seems crazy.
Well, we've, as a professional association, we've been campaigning for this to be regulated, but sadly, it is not regulated as it stands. So, as it stands, what I think we need to do is to say to the public, you need to do your research, because the onus is on the public to do their research and to the qualifications of their practitioner, the clinic that they're being treated in, and the product that is being used on them. Unfortunately, it's up to the public to research it.
Is it something that's likely to cause permanent damage?
Well, as your patient said, I mean, many fillers are temporary, such as Juvederm. But if it is indeed silicone that's being used, and that is not a temporary substance, but the physical effect of injecting a substance into the body can cause permanent damage, because it can damage blood vessels, it can damage nerves. This is uncommon, but it is possible.
Okay, listen, we have to leave it there, but thank you very much for that good advice from Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgery. Yeah, a surgeon, lives in North Worcestershire, works in Droitwich and Birmingham. So, yeah, listening to what Jonathan said, if you are thinking at all about having any of these kind of procedures, how crazy is that it's not regulated, that you can just, anyone can buy this stuff and stick it in their face?
Crazy.
Horrible thought, isn't it? So, yeah, if you're going to do any of these kind of procedures, make sure you do your research.